So we're discussing some inyane mila. We're discussing about circumcision. So the Torah tells us, "Uvayom hashmini yimo besar alaso." On the eighth day, one has an obligation to gamal, to circumcise a male child. So the Gemara learns out in Shabbos. Why didn't they say uvashmini? Why uvayom hashmini? What did we learn out from the extra word uvayom? So on one hand, we know we learn out you have to do a mila during the day. But uvayom, the Gemara says, afilu b'Shabbos, that even if the day of the mila turns out to be on Shabbos, we do a mila on Shabbos, even if it's Shabbos Yom Kippur, 354 days in a year, 383 like this year, a leap year, that every day of the year, one has an obligation to do a mila. And even if that day falls out on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur or Yom Tov. So that's the Gemara learns out, that Mila is Docha Shabbos, that the mitzvah of Mila is done on Shabbos. However, that's only if you know it's definitely day eight. Only a day eight Mila we do on Shabbos. If, let's say, the baby is sick or whatever other reason, and you don't do the mila until day 10, 12, 15, any other day. So then, even if the first day they're ready is a Shabbos, one does not do a mila. So the only time mila supersedes Shabbos is if it's day 8, and if it's day 8, if it's any other day, it doesn't work. So, as the Gemara says, or the poskim say, you need a mila vadai. So when else would be a time that you went to? Like, you don't have to know much, you just have to know how to count to eight. So what would be a case where you wouldn't be able to do a meal on Shabbos, besides when the baby's sick? So the famous case comes up is if a baby is born what we call Ben Hashmashos, that we know in Judaism, the day is defined. First, Vayehi Erev Vayivokeh Yom Echad, we know the day begins at night, and we have night and day. So, however, what is the definition of Yom? So, basically, we'll call it before sunset. Before sunset, we consider it's definitely daytime. And after the three stars come out, when it's nighttime, so that's definitely nighttime. However, there's a gap in between sunset and nightfall, because you go outside after sunset, it's still light for a while, depending where you are. It could be 10 minutes, a half an hour. It depends where you live, which part of the globe. But it varies in different areas. So the time in between after sunset, but before nightfall, is known as Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila, doubtful day, doubtful night. So therefore, whether it's, and this is true for any legal document, but we're talking about mila. So if a baby is born, let's assume 6:30 is sunset and 7 o'clock is nightfall, for argument's sake. And the baby's born 6:45 on Friday. So number one, to be a question any day, you have to know what day the bris would be. But on Shabbos, it's a bigger shaila, because on Shabbos, you could only do what we said, a mila bizmana. So the question is, if your baby's born on Friday, you do the bris on Friday. If the baby's born on Shabbos, you do the bris on the following Shabbos. It's 8 days later. So therefore, normally it's not an issue. If you're not sure, you just wait to the next day, and then you do the bris. But the problem is, if we consider 6:45 Friday, then the bris should be on Friday. If we consider 6:45 nighttime, then the bris should be on Shabbos. And we said the only time you could do a mila on Shabbos, if we know for sure, it's day 8. Since if a baby is born during twilight, one does not know in halacha what day it is. So that would be a case where, even though it's a healthy baby, however, if you're born during after sunset but before nightfall on Friday, so therefore we don't know exactly when is day 8, so we can't do it Friday because maybe it's only day 7. We can't do it on Shabbos day 8 because let's say it really isn't the Zman for the Mila. So So therefore, we have to wait until Sunday to do the bris. So that's the halacha of Amila Bizmana.